Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to Talk Business and Politics on KASU. Glad to have you with us. Big news in Arkansas politics and some healthy news in Northeast Arkansas. Let's begin with a look at headlines. Former State Representative Jay Martin, a Democrat from North Little Rock, says he's eyeing a run for governor. Martin tells Talk Business and Politics that he's headed in that direction and he feels a call to duty to run. No timeline set for a formal announcement. Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson and Libertarian Mark West are the only other formal entries into the race. Sales tax collections in Jonesboro and Craighead County are on track to set a record in 2017, which would make two record years in a row. Year-to-date, Jonesboro sales tax collections are up nearly 3% from a year ago. In the county, collections are nearly 4% higher than last year. Even with a mediocre December, those numbers should still set records, and with a good month, could set a high bar for the ages. Jonesboro will add two new full-time officers after it received a Department of Justice Community-Oriented Policing Grant. The COPS grant is worth $330,000 and will provide 75% of all costs related to the hire of new officers during a three-year period. The local match is $83,000. Jonesboro Police Chief Rick Elliott said the new officers will be employed in the patrol division. When the officers will start their new jobs, not yet determined. All told, Jonesboro has racked up nearly $1.3 million in grants lately. Read a detailed story on how that money will be spent at talkbusiness.net. Well, what would happen if the U.S. was the recipient of a full-scale nuclear attack? Well, I don't mean to startle you, but that is the premise of a new book written by Garrett Graff, who spoke at the Clinton School of Public Service on Tuesday night. Graff's new book, titled Raven Rock, is real. It's a chronicle of the history of how the U.S. government has planned since the 1940s for a possible nuclear holocaust. In the old days, students practiced drills getting under desks, and the government stockpiled supplies in remote regions of the country. Today, there is a sophisticated system of land, air, and sea operations that will whisk away a shadow government into a chain of command to handle a nuclear crisis. There are underground cities across the nation, a deeply developed system of designated survivors across all federal agencies, and even a detailed plan of what artifacts should be prioritized for preservation. Graff said in his research that he was struck by the fundamental philosophy of this system and what it aims to achieve.
When you begin to talk about how to save America after the apocalypse, it very quickly becomes an existential question of what is America and how, whether are you trying to preserve the president? Are you trying to preserve the three branches of government? Are you trying to preserve, sort of the historical artifacts that have bound us together generation by generation? And what these planners very quickly figured out is that the heart of America is much larger than any individual person, any individual generation even. And so you're sort of looking at a way to preserve the idea of America. And so, when the National Archives looked at their records, they decided that they were going to save the Declaration of Independence before the Constitution, which I find is just sort of a fascinating window into sort of what is the heart of America, that it's not the Constitution, it's the Declaration of Independence. And sort of just this fascinating exercise in determining sort of what is America that's worth preserving for future generations, even after the apocalypse.
As fate would have it, Graff has also authored a book in 2011 exploring former FBI Director Robert Mueller's efforts to thwart the global war on terror. Graff is really the leading authority on Mueller, who is now the special counsel investigating Russia's tampering of U.S. elections and the Trump ties to Russia. So how does Graff, who spent hours interviewing Mueller, see his investigation playing out?
No question that Bob Mueller is going to, you know, do an incredibly thorough investigation. I think, you know, I've said in the past that, you know, Bob Mueller is America's straightest arrow, and that in Washington he has, you know, been in the Justice Department for decades now as sort of probably the most apolitical, nonpartisan figure that you can find. And I think that in many ways he is the only person in the country who could carry out this investigation, because whatever he concludes by one side or the other, both will have to be able to believe whatever it is that he settles on.
That's Garrett Graff, author of a new book called Raven Rock, which is the name of one of the underground city bunkers in Pennsylvania that would house thousands of citizens in the event of a nuclear war. It's a really interesting lecture at the Clinton School last night. You can catch an additional report on our website at talkbusiness.net. Well, before we go, there's still a big tax debate taking place in Washington, D.C. Will Republicans pass their plan? We get the take of Arkansas Democrat Gazette columnist John Brummett.
I believe I sat in this chair last week and said, I bet before it's over they'll end up passing only the corporate tax cut. They'll take it from 35 to 20 or 22 and declare victory. And that would be a tax cut, and it would be Republicanish, and they could boast about it. This week, I'm persuaded by the words of Lindsey Graham, that great Republican philosopher from South Carolina,
right,
who said, failing on reducing taxes, failing on cutting taxes is not a Republican option. That hiss, you know. We're going to, before Christmas, before the new year, we're going to cut somebody's taxes. And I'm now thinking it's going to be some heavily amended, nuanced version of what the Senate now has. Whether the individual mandate repeal stays in it, whether the treatment of small business changes, whether things are put in it to bring along a few more votes, I think there will be a generally comprehensive Republican tax bill that will pass before New Year's Day. They may have to work the week between Christmas and New Year's to get it done. But I think Lindsey Graham says it right. Republicans, come on. That's why they're there.
That's John Brummett, columnist with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. And that is all for today's program. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Roby Brock. We'll see you next time.
Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.